couple of days ago, I made a poll on my community tab asking this particular question. What port does your computer connect to when you visit google.com on your browser for the very first time? And I gave the options port 80, port 443, port 53, and port 21. And obviously, as you say, the most common answer with 47% is port 443. And actually, the most appropriate answer here, and I say appropriate, not necessarily correct for this particular configuration, is actually 453. And I'm going to explain why that is, and I'm going to then contradict myself and discuss situations where even that might not be true in certain configurations, right? In the default configurations, maybe, but in certain configurations, it could be something completely different. How about we unpack that and start discussing this? This is a very, very interesting thing. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcast. With that said, let's get on the show. So let's explain what these ports are. Port 80 is basically the vanilla unencrypted HTTP. That's the default, essentially, right? Doesn't mean that you cannot spin up a server that is listening on any other port that happens to be HTTP. Same thing for 443. That's the default HTTPS. That means this is the HTTP protocol, but is actually encrypted with TLS effectively, right? But doesn't mean that any other port couldn't be HTTPS, right? You can effectively spin up any server and encrypt it, have it serve some certificate, and have TLS 1.2 or more enabled. And as a result, you're going to get an HTTPS protocol, right? Port 53 is effectively the DNS default port, effectively, right? And finally, port 21, I just added it as a troll. Then it's the FTP port, so has nothing to do with the browser. Plus, FTP clients were disabled in Chrome and most browsers, I think. So yeah, so what do we do when we type google.com and hit enter for the very first time? That's the only reason I added for the very first time, is because you need the IP address of that domain that you need to connect to in order to connect to something, right? Whether establishing a TCP connection or a UDP quick connection, you need to know the IP address, right? In order to do that, you need to perform a DNS query effectively. And that could be done by asking your local DNS recursor, which usually is running on port 53. Does that mean that's always the case? No. You could configure your router to run a custom DNS, right? We see a lot of people use Pi-hole, for example, and run on any port you want and have that as your default DNS, right? Doesn't mean that's always the case. That's why I said most appropriate answer is 53 for most people. And once you get that IP address, now you need to know which port you need to connect to. You might say this is web, Hussein. Yeah, it's web, but remember, I said google.com. I didn't say https://google.com or http://google.com. We did not specify the protocol, so the browser has to guess. If we specify the protocol, there's no problem. If the user actually typed in HTTPS, then we know the answer. For the longest time, the web has never been encrypted for the very longest time. It's very recently, for the past 10 years, that we started encrypting things and we started running servers on port 443, right? So by default, browsers were always connected. If you don't specify the protocol, we always connect to HTTP because that's safer, right? Because we know every website should have HTTP port 80 by default enabled, but not necessarily 443. This, in 2022, this is basically shifting and completely different now. A lot of websites are encrypted by default too. Chrome and other websites are actually making the shift to make 443 the default port that you connect to when you don't specify effectively. A protocol. While we make that transition, right, there's something that was invented called HSTS, HTTP Strict Transport Security. I talked about it in a video here if you want to learn more. But effectively, this is two-part. This tells the browser that, hey, I know you connected to me through port 80, but I prefer 443. I prefer security. I prefer HTTPS. So in the future, for the next X amount of seconds or X amount of days, please always connect to me to HTTPS. That is one portion. And another portion is there is a loaded list in the browser that has all the domains that happens to support HSTS by default, right? That ships with the browser. Google is usually one of them. Google.com, last time I checked, wasn't in the list. www.google.com was in the list. And that's something I talked about, and I have no idea why. I think it might have been fixed, but that's something I noticed as well. So that means if your site supports HTTPS and the browser have for the first time, right? We don't know. Then we also connect to port 80 because we don't know. We cannot assume that. So we connect to port 80 and then we receive the content and either we get a redirect alongside an HTTPS header, response header that tells us, hey, for the future, connect in HTTPS. So next time you do that, your DNS will be cached, so you won't need to connect to 53, cached locally, that is, and then you're going to be connected to 443. So to summarize, if it's the first time, we have to know the IP address, so we send a UDP packet to port 53 to the DNS recursor address, and that has to be an IP address, right? You cannot put a domain name because you're going to get into a loop. Oh, what's the IP address of that DNS resolver? You get into this loop. That's why most DNS resolvers, recursors are 1111, 8888, or whatever, right? That's basically why DNS is like that. Once you send that UDP packet to that IP address of the DNS recursor and port 53, you're going to get back the answer. Obviously, the DNS recursor might have that answer cached. It might not have, right? So it needs to go back to the, eventually to, does all this stuff goes to the root and then the top level domain and then goes to the authoritative VM server and then until we get the answer. Once we get the answer, we turn around and then establish what is the protocol. We know the protocol, it's 80, then it has to be HTTP. That means we have to send a TCP SYN packet effectively, right? Has to be TCP. HTTP is always TCP, right? But if it's 443, then what do? Here's the interesting part. If it's HTTPS and port 443, it could either be TCP or UDP, right? Because of the new thing that's called QUIC, right? So how browsers solve this is they assume TCP, right? So they connect to the TCP, right? So they establish the TLS, they send the handshake, and then, so during the handshake, the ALPN, the response will say, hey, by the way, I support HTTP3, so QUIC, you can connect to me through UDP QUIC, effectively, on the same port, just send me UDP next, if you understand how to talk QUIC. And that also, I believe, is added into the alternative service response header for future use. Hey, for the future, do that. So yeah, it's not as simple as it sounds. So, all right. So let's contradict my point now and says, okay. All right. So the answer is appropriately is 53. But that's the unencrypted DNS, right? Which is basically the default, which is a safe answer. But some users might actually, which I didn't specify in the question, I didn't say any of that. So some of you might could have called me out on that. It says, hey, you didn't specify the what kind of DNS. I have DOH. I have DNS over HTTPS enabled on my Firefox, for example, or my Chrome. I use DNS over HTTPS. That means if I do that, then the DNS query, right, will go through a web traffic effectively. So we're going to send a TCP segment. First, we're going to establish a TLS connection with whatever DOH DNS recursor, and on port what? Because it's DNS over HTTPS, we're going to connect to port 443, not Google's 443. This is the DNS over HTTPS server, recursor server, right? So maybe Cloudflare. You're going to connect to port 443. So the answer in that case might be actually 443, right? So for people actually answered 443, you might be right too, if that's what you meant, right? Right, if you have DNS over HTTPS effectively. So we're going to go through port 443 first to get the DNS answer effectively. And then once we get the IP address, it will be encrypted. Nobody going to sniff it in the middle, right? And then I'm going to get the Google's IP address. Then I turn around and connect to actually port 443, but on the actual target server. So that's one case. You might be a little bit more savvy and you don't believe in HTTPS. You don't believe in DNS over HTTPS because you want to redirect network traffic, and you believe that DNS traffic should be identified. DNS traffic cannot be identified if it's in HTTPS, right? And you have this fancy thing that's called DNS over TLS, which runs on, guess what? It's port 853. Easy to remember. 53, just add 8, right? So in that case, the answer could be 853. So some people might call me out on this one as well, right? So there are many, many answers. That's why I said the most appropriate answer. It really depends on the configuration at the end of the day. And there might be other things that the browser is doing before the request that I don't even know, to be honest. I never wrote a browser before, right? So yeah, so I might be even wrong. So maybe there must be something even before DNS that Chrome does. I don't know. It queries the list to find the list of appropriate, you know, autocomplete list. Who knows? I don't know. But that's basically the most, let's say, practical, most appropriate answer that I can think of. Hope you enjoyed this video. I'm going to see you on the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.